Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at not only one of Mississippi's premier, but one of the nation's top community colleges, Northeast. Of course, football season kicks off this Thursday night at Southwest. Our first home game is next Thursday night, September 6th, against Colin. But we'll be able to see the football team. We'll be able to, in fact, see all of our teams along with our band and cheerleaders tonight at Meet the Tigers. And we'll talk more about that in just a bit as we lead off this week's show with a multiple Tiger Talk alum, Brian Mitchell. And first of all, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Will. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're in your 11th year as the director of the show band from Tigerland, and 250-plus members this year, the largest in school history. I know you brought your band in a week early for your annual band camp. How's everyone looking so far in practice?
Everyone's looking really good, and I got to give all the students props. They have been troopers through the heat. They haven't complained. They've been very excited about the show. It is a really good group this year.
Well, you talk about the heat, and I know a lot of people, when we talk about the heat and humidity, we feel for the football team out there practicing, and that's justified. That's totally warranted, but It has been no picnic for you and the band, for the cheerleaders. How do you deal with that distraction, if you will, of constant heat and humidity every day?
I always try to make sure that I give them lots of water breaks. And I need to brag on the city of Boonville. This year has been unbelievable. They've had many churches bring us Gatorade for water breaks. Our student government association did the same thing. Different churches have given us meals for band camp. And there's even a student that came in so excited. Her dad donated all these, like, Squincher Freeze Pops for the band. We just have boxes and boxes. And so we're having those for breaks. It's just been fantastic.
Oh, that's neat how the partnership with the town and this part of the state is all about Northeast, including our show band from Tigerland. Well, you know, Northeast is turning 70 years old this year, but the band itself is turning 50. I mean, that's quite a milestone. And when you think about all of the different talented students we've had through the years of being a part of the show band from Tigerland.
It's amazing. We have had some very talented students all doing great things, you know, professionally. It's been fantastic just kind of watching their progress.
Including yourself. You were a member of this band back there in the late 90s.
That's right, with Ricky Bishop. Loved every minute of it.
How about that? Well, let's talk a little about this tonight, this Meet the Tigers. And so we talked about getting a chance to meet. We'll be introduced to all the entire football team. But you'll get a chance to have maybe a little dry rehearsal for that home opener the following week. Talk a little bit about what we'll see tonight.
All right, so tonight, I always love the Meet the Tigers. Of course, the band's always excited to see all the athletes and everything that's there, because I know we'll have football and baseball, softball, basketball, cheerleaders, all that. But for us, you know, it's a chance to just play all of our stand tunes. And that's why I appreciate Coach Davis inviting us to come out to this each year. We're the first things on the docket to kind of get everything started, and we just play and play, and the crowd loves it. The band students love it. Everybody just loves it. It's good.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. And you brought up Coach Davis's name, and I know Greg and the football staff, they're all about trying to dictate the tempo on the field, but let's talk about how you guys can control the atmosphere from a band standpoint. That's got to be huge, because you're not only dictating the tempo for all of us in the stands, but obviously you have some control on how our football team is responding down on the field. They play off of what you guys are doing as well.
We always try to give energy no matter what we're doing. If we're doing the pregame, if we're playing in the stands, the football team, of course, is our focus. But if we can do anything to get them hype or to get them more into the game and just riled up, I love it. I love looking down on the field and seeing them getting into what we're doing after they do a good play. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's got to be a huge rush, no doubt about that. And let's talk about this year's show. You're bringing a little funk into it. We were talking beforehand. You've got a couple drum sets on the sideline, a bass guitar, a couple lead guitars. Can you give us a little bit more?
Well, this year, you know, the band's already huge, but I have 40 drummers just on the drum line. It's 40 drummers. And so I was trying to decide what I need to do. And we have all these guys that are coming in. They're just great on bass and all this. So we're going to have the two drum sets, two bass guitars, lead guitar, all this good stuff. But the show this year is going to be a funk show. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it quite yet.
There you go.
But it's going to be some Rick James. It's going to be just a lot of good funk. And the students are into it, and they're having a good time. So I think it's going to be something the crowd's going to enjoy.
Well, I think that's just part of the equation. When you guys are having fun, and by the way, folks, you couldn't see Brian Mitchell, but he was just smiling from ear to ear when he was talking about that. But when you guys are having a good time, the students are into it, that just equates into everybody having a good time.
It does. Like, even today, just coming up here to do the Tiger Talk, I saw some of the cheerleaders, and they were, hey, Mr. Mitchell. Like, everybody just gets into it, and I appreciate it more than anything, but I'm glad that we can add to the game day experience.
Well, there's no question about that, and it's always mission accomplished when it comes to what your band is doing, and, of course, the pep rallies and everything else. When you look at ahead, I know you have goals, teams have goals. I mean, during the band camp, was there anything else that you guys talk about on what you want to accomplish this year?
Positive recognition for the band. That's the main thing, just making sure that in everything that we do, we're bringing positive recognition to the school, to our program, and just making sure that we're doing our part for anything that we can do. It doesn't matter if it's sports, if it's academic, just anything that we can do.
Yeah, including, it won't be long, the Christmas parades.
That's right.
I mean, you've got that. You got the fall festival. I mean, does it ever stop, Brian Mitchell?
It really doesn't. Even into the spring, it keeps going. But I love it, though.
Well, I can tell. That passion comes across loud and clear, not only on all of these Tiger Talk appearances, but every day that we see you and Jason and all the rest of the gang, the way you attack each day. And we can't thank you enough for your time, and keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you very much.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Last Thursday, Northeast Mississippi Community College celebrated one of the biggest moments, not just in the history of our athletic department, but of the entire institution as well. We had the official groundbreaking ceremony for Northeast's Field of Dreams campaign on the construction site of our new state-of-the-art facility. And joining me today on Tiger Talk is our head baseball coach, Richie Harrelson, along with the head softball coach, Jody Long. And appreciate your time, guys, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Richie, we're going to start with you, and that was some kind of day. You talk about one of the benchmark days in the history of the college. That was last Thursday.
Absolutely. What a day, man. What a day. It's great. It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate all the folks that came out and the media on here as well. Of course, our president, Ricky Ford, addressed the crowd along with other distinguished guests, including the chairman of our Board of Trustees, Mr. Jack Ramsey, Kent Gino from Cook Coggin Engineers spoke, as did Dan King from McCarty King Construction. And I'm telling you what, it's amazing how much work they've been able to accomplish in this first week.
It's unbelievable. We took a picture the first day, and this thing is cleared off now. So when people drive by, I see people out there taking pictures, everything. People are driving by looking. My mom's been by taking pictures. So it's a different look over there right now.
No question about that. And I know it's a hot topic on social media. And speaking of that, what are your recruits saying about this facility? Because, I mean, we're talking about state-of-the-art facility all the way around.
Absolutely. We've been in touch with more guys, and more guys have responded when we've shown them the pictures. And it has been an ongoing process, but it's been a lot of fun because we're getting guys that we normally probably wouldn't give us a time of day. Now then, when they find out what we're getting, and I mean, it is nonstop. And so we're in communication with a lot of guys about this. So we've got 2020s and 2021 graduates that are already contacting us, and we're getting in contact with those guys. So it's a pretty unique situation for us.
Well, you already got one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, Northeast, when it comes to overall with our academics and all. But then you put this into the equation, that's got to be pretty darn exciting. And I think I heard one of your interviews last week. You talked about this was going to set a new standard for junior college baseball in this state. And I think we can even expand that net for the entire Southeast. And for that matter, there's not going to be many facilities in the entire country that are going to be able to top this. And of course, it's also not only big for us, but it's big for our region as well.
Absolutely. I travel around a lot in the summer, and you know, me and my wife, she always laughs at me, but every time we go on a vacation, we stop by schools to visit, and I always look at their field, and I always look at their facilities to see what we could do. And I'm going to tell you, I've been a lot of places, and I've had the privilege to travel to a lot of schools, and our facility is fixing to be as nice or better than a lot of these Division I programs. So we're super, super excited about this.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, and we were talking just before we went on the air today. This is big not only for Boonville, but just the this whole part of the state, the Mid-South. I mean, you can cast out a pretty big net of the people that will benefit from this.
Absolutely. We, you know, when I don't think the town really realizes how much it's going to help the town grow and bring people in, because you know, I've talked to several coaches about, you know, using the turf and things that you do to your advantage, and every one of them always come back to this. They always say, you have no idea how many people are going to want to use your facility. Well, they're going to come to Boonville, and they're going to eat, and they're going to eat lunch, and they're going to eat dinner. And so, you know, when we're sitting here and we're looking at this from the grand scheme of things, it's awesome because the number of people that are coming in. I talked to another school, a Division I school that has a turf field, and their head coach told me that in the month of June that there was somebody on their field in 2018, 24 of the 30 days, and they did not participate the last two or three days in the month of June. So there's going to be a lot of people wanting to come into Boonville, Mississippi because of this.
Well, you're right. The traffic will definitely increase big time, big, big news, and, of course, won't be long before you'll start your fall workouts, and just think, a year from now, those fall workouts, you'll be in your new crib down there.
No doubt. I can't wait. There's going to be so many more things that we can do from a school standpoint and a baseball standpoint. You know, if guys want to come up and they want to use the facility at night, you know, we can open that thing up at 8 o'clock for them at night. They'll be able to take ground balls and hit on the field, and we won't have to worry about dew getting on it or the balls getting wet. It's going to be a tremendous deal for our baseball program.
Appreciate your time, Richie. Enjoy.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, now it's time to bring in our head softball coach, Jody Long. Appreciate your time here today, Coach.
Most definitely will.
I know you were really excited on that first day of construction. In fact, we saw each other on campus the week before, and you were even telling your family you might just spend the night.
Yeah, I joked about that for a year or so, because being here so long, this is huge. And to, get up Monday morning and got there early. Coach Harrelson pulled up about the same time, Blake Long, and it wasn't planned. But everybody wanted to be there to see that first tree go down, and that was huge.
Nah, no doubt about that. And, of course, the Northeast Board of Trustees, they approved the bid of $8.16 million from Tupelo's McCarty King to build the Field of Dreams. That was back during the June meeting. And each playing surface will comprise of artificial turf. I know Richie talked about having the turf, and that's huge on so many different levels. We're talking about other featured amenities like the new scoreboards and the lighting that's going to meet NCAA specifications. But having that artificial turf, that is a huge plus.
It goes right along with President Ford's vision and his commitment. He wants Northeast to be the first, and we've been the first in iPad initiative, and there again, stepping out and making a huge commitment in building this facility. There will be people coming in to look at our facility, because there again, Northeast is leading the way and being the first.
Nah, no doubt. We're first in so many different areas, and you're exactly right. That starts with President Ford at the top. Now, there's going to be three new buildings that are in the plans for the complex, including a two-story press box that also holds ticketing and concessions on the first level, new locker rooms, player lounges, plus an indoor hitting and throwing area. I mean, this is big time. I mean, we're talking about a D1 feel here, Jody.
For me, I've thought about this for a long time, and been very patient, and there's been a lot of sweat and those type things. Our program has been very successful, but for us, this will be the first time that in program history that we've had something that we can call our own, that we can use it in recruiting. And, this is that momentum thing that will set the difference out in our program.
Well, you brought up a good point, and you're right. This marks the first time in school history that either the sport of softball or baseball will compete inside an on-campus venue. Both baseball and softball, of course, have called Boonville City Park home since their foundation. So that is huge to have something on campus, and I know you've received some great feedback already.
Yes, and you know, I can't say enough about the great relationship and with the city of Boonville and the city park staff. And over the years, anything I've suggested or asked for, man, if they could do it, they have done it. And playing surface wise, you know, the field itself, I would put it up against anybody's in the country. But the fact that, you know, it is a city park, and we were the, you know, last school in the state to have that. That has been, you know, brutal against us in recruiting to get a kid on our campus and having the aesthetics and nice campus and the things we do. We've always had a shot, but that black eye for us has been our facility, has been our field. And 2 or 3 years ago, we actually did some upgrades in our locker room and got it up to Division I standard. But now, to have that facility, have our locker rooms connected, have a hitting facility, have those things that we take a player on, you know, over there for a visit, they say, wow, then I don't see any reason that we won't get back to getting the top-notch kids in the state. And those kids have already started contacting us because they want to be a part of what we're doing here at Northeast.
That's neat to hear. And I know we've run into each other a couple times on campus, and each time you keep talking about this dream that you've had all these years is finally coming to reality. And you really feel, you talked about it just a moment ago, you touched on it, that this is the key component to putting us over the top.
This facility gets us back in the softball business. This facility gets us competing at a national level, competing for the kids that we want to be here. You know, we do a great job of getting kids that are strong academic in here and getting kids. But, you know, those kids that could have played at the Division I level or Division II level that have those aspirations of getting there, that are going to some other programs, not necessarily just in Mississippi, but, you know, some other top-notch program in the country will – you know, I think we will have a great shot at those people, and I don't see any reason why the next couple of years you don't see Northeast Community College back in the national tournament.
That sounds wonderful. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Patrick Eaton, Tiffany Johnson, and the Northeast Development Foundation. They were key factors in this venture with its Field of Dreams campaign. They raised almost $500,000 for this undertaking through donations from local businesses and friends of the college. And now I think our prospective donor list will really, once they see this construction going on, I'm thinking that list of donors will be increasing.
Oh, I think, you know, most definitely. People are visual people. And, you know, we've talked about this and we've put pictures out and that kind of stuff. But now you will see people start donating money, and I mean it's been a great vision. It's been a long process, you know, and it's been one of those things that, you know, every day over the next 364 days until we get on this thing, you have to, you know, wake up, pinch yourself, and say, man, this is happening.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, all the best this fall with your fall workouts, and we really appreciate your time here today.
Thank you, as always, Will.
Well, with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for his engineering and all that he does behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. So, for Brian Mitchell, for Jody Long, and for Richie Harrelson, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.